B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Adam Schefter, how are you today, buddy?
Good morning, Bob, Trey, Jamie in Philadelphia.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning.
You sound very serious today, Schefty. I assume marathon of fantasy football, you know, did that get to you?
Well, it's a long couple of days. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. It's exactly hard work. But, you know, it was the fourth year of it. And it used to be, back in the day, that they made Matthew Berry and I stay up for the whole thing, the first 2 years. And now you're doing hits at, you know, 3:30 in the morning, talking about sleeper running backs when you're the one who's really
sleeping
at that point. And I mean, you know, you don't get to shower or brush your teeth for a couple of days. And it's just like, and then you're wiped out the rest of the week. And that's the way you start the season. Like, well, what are we doing this
week? It's like training camp.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, yeah, 2 days. Like, what's going on here? And so last year they said, you know what, we're going to let you go back to the hotel like 1 in the morning. You got to be back at 6. So in all honesty, you get the, you know, 4 hours of rest in between. You get a shower, you get to brush your teeth, you get to feel like a person. It just changes the experience. It's still a long 2 days, but it's not as bad as it was the first couple of years when literally you weren't allowed to leave, that you were chained to the studios.
It says to me you're getting soft, Schefty.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm not gonna lie about that.
Kind of on that line, I've let it be known over the last couple of days that I'm really kind of soured on the way the Eagles are handling preseason, and that they're holding out Carson Wentz. It looks like they're going to hold out almost all of their starters preseason, not playing in any games. They're going to get their work in amongst themselves, and then they have Baltimore coming in later on this week. It's becoming more.
Why does that make you shower?
Well, because I want to see these guys play, and it's just me. It's a personal feeling. I came on Monday.
Let me ask a question. If they went out there and they gave you your wish, and in the first series something happened to Miles Sanders or Alshon Jeffery across, how would you feel about that?
I hear you, but you can't let the fear of injury rule your day. Now, Schefty, again, this is just my feeling. I woke up on Monday and I really felt this way. And it was kind of festering all weekend. Yeah. I just don't like the approach of the fear of the injury, because I was always taught growing up playing sports and coaching like I did, fearing injury or playing not to get injured, to me, always lends to it happening even more.
You're thinking of it being fear of injury when I just think of it as being intelligent.
Yeah, I understand that. And I am not saying that I'm right. It's just the feeling that I have. But yeah. My question to you is...
But let me just, before you ask me that question, I would just say, like, look at how training camp has changed, how practices are run compared to how they were. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was regularly covering a football beat, which I stopped doing in 2004, one team, it was two-a-day practices for like 3 straight weeks. I mean, these guys would clobber each other. And now, in the new CBA, everything is lightened up.
Right.
I don't think there are any more two-a-day practices. I don't think.
No, it's not.
They do the one long, like, three-hour practice occasionally.
You go out there, and there's certainly not a lot of hitting. Like, I remember one time, and Trey was probably on the team, going to Lehigh. What town was that in?
Bethlehem,
where the Eagles were training. And I remember it was a Sunday I was there. And I walked out to the field, and, I mean, guys are blowing each other up. Like, I was amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And while that is the way that it was, that is not the way it is today.
Right.
And so, to me, teams are, it's not that they're fearful of injuries, even though they are. Well, I think we're both right. They're fearful of injuries, but they're being smart and they're preserving guys.
Yeah, you know what? That makes me want to ask you, Schefty, and I'm sure, I don't know if you have the data on this, but I wonder if there was less injury back then when they were hitting each other hard than there is now that they're not hitting each other hard, doing two-a-days, and not playing in preseasons. I wonder what the stat is on that.
I don't know the stat.
Yeah.
But I would just say that teams are doing what they think is best. But what was your initial question there, Bob?
What I was going to ask you, with the Eagles, they're not going to play many starters hardly at all. Last year, the Rams, Jared Goff didn't get a snap in the preseason. It seems to be kind of trending. Could the NFL start getting worried about this?
Well, I don't think the NFL is worried about it. I think the NFL is completely aware of the fact that everybody wants the preseason reduced, if not eliminated, and that there's this opportunity here where I don't think the league feels good about charging fans regular season prices for two home preseason games, as it does. I don't think that the league wants to have four preseason games when the next CBA is completed. And I think that all sides are trying to figure out what's the best route to take going forward so that when the next CBA comes about after this one's up in 2 years, is it two preseason games? Is it one preseason game? Is it no preseason games? Does that add on a week to the regular season? Does that add on a week to the postseason? Does that do both? 17 games for each team, 7 teams advancing to the playoffs in each conference. Again, this is what the league is left to sift through, but I think that the preseason, it's just a squandered opportunity right now. I think everybody recognizes that, and I think that they are figuring out how to reconfigure that to maximize it for its best meaning and value.
Yeah. Adam, can you update us on the Dallas Cowboys situation? Because from afar, obviously, Zeke is, to our knowledge, still in Mexico. I don't know how often they're talking, if they're getting close. You know, Amari Cooper has, you know, it's been known that he wants to be one of the higher paid wide receivers in the league. Dak, obviously, this past week, the rumors are out. Jerry and him going back and forth in the media with the dollar amount. And then you got, you know, your Jalen Smith's coming up, your Byron Jones is coming up. What is their salary cap situation? What's the news with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott from this past week? Can you kind of just walk us through their situation?
Well, the Cowboys are in Hawaii. Zeke is in Cabo, so everyone's having a great time this summer, but no one's getting a lot done. And so you've got a situation here where I really don't believe with Zeke Elliott that this is at a critical juncture for another 10 or so days. And I would think that it'll just sit there just the way it has. And that when we get to, let's just say, August 24th, right after the third preseason game, before the fourth preseason game, we've now entered into an area where both sides have to get something done. And I've said all along, both sides are right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Cowboys can get to the Super Bowl without Zeke, and Zeke knows it, so he's withholding his services, which is the most leverage he has. Mm-hmm. And the Dallas Cowboys have him under contract for 2 years and then could franchise him for up to 3 more years, so they could make the argument they control his rights for 5 years. Why should we have to do anything severe? And then both sides can say, well, Zeke can say, Todd Gurley got paid, I want a Todd Gurley contract. And the Cowboys can say, well, Todd Gurley got paid, and we don't want to give you a Todd Gurley contract. So, I mean, we go back and forth in this. The bottom line is they're not anywhere right now. And I know that they keep saying it's not a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal on June 14th, and then it was a little bit of a bigger deal on July 14th, and now we get to August 14th, and I think it's an even bigger deal. But the real critical stretch will be in 10 days if and when these guys, two sides, can sit down and see if they could figure out their differences, which right now they can't.
And what do you make of the Dak Prescott kind of back and forth with Jerry through the media, the $40 million, $30 million, you know, all of that? Where do you think that stands?
Absolutely no. Nothing. It means nothing to me. I mean,
just negotiation?
Oh, please. I mean,
he probably wants to settle around 35, so I'd imagine that's why he's shooting for 40.
Well, hold on. I mean, when you're doing negotiation, Trey Thomas could have asked for $50 million a year, and so that would have been a good headline in the Philadelphia papers. Trey Thomas wants $50 million a year. Guess what? I want $50 million a year. Anybody wants $50. Like, you could ask for whatever you want. Doesn't mean you're getting it.
Where do you think he ends up, I guess, is the question.
Well, you know, Stephen Jones has already said that they've made him an offer to be one of the 5 highest paid quarterbacks in football, which would put him in the $30 million range. And I guess once we get there, I mean, outside really the player and the agent and the team, like, who really cares? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at some point they're going to get that deal done for Dak. Okay, he's a fourth-round pick who hasn't made real NFL money. He's playing in a state where there's no state tax, so the contract is even more lucrative. I don't know whether the deal is going to come in at 30 or 31 or 32 or whatever the number is. And frankly, I don't really think it means very much to anyone but the agent and the team. So Dak Prescott is going to have enough money to pay for the children of his children's children when this deal gets done.
Yeah.
And then Amari Cooper's got a foot injury that has some plantar fascia to it, and some potential ligament damage there, and it's not a long-term injury, and they're not overly concerned, but it's still a foot injury, and he's been out of practice for a week, and that contract, I don't think it's done, you know, for a while. I mean, that one is not the priority that Zeke and Dak are right now.
All right, Shifty, we're going to leave you with this one. It's kind of an NBA question, so put on that cap if you don't mind. Our own Jamie Lynch could have had a possibility of getting owner's tickets, Milwaukee Bucks owner's tickets on Christmas Day to see the Sixers and Bucks play. He could go with a few friends, I think maybe a relative, whatever. However, it is his daughter's first Christmas. Your advice to Mr. Lynch.
How long have you been married for now, Jamie?
5 years, but we've been together like 14.
Yeah. Listen, what a tremendous opportunity to go on the owner's tickets. And what a great game that would be. And I don't know if you know, but it's going to be on TV. I think it's going to be on ESPN. And I don't know your wife or girlfriend or the mother of your child, but I would just say to you that that first Christmas, take pictures of that. Stay home for that. Don't do anything stupid, Jamie. Come on, man.
There you go.
I hear you, Adam. Now that you've spoken it, I got to follow.
Shefty's on it. All right, Shefty, thanks so much. We will talk to you next week. Try to recover, get some sleep, and hopefully a lot of happenings in the NFL this week.
Yeah, you got it, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk next Wednesday.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.